Linda's devotional on Uplifting Encouraging Spirit FM.
Chuck Swindoll writes, Jesus of Nazareth said he would be in the earth 3 days and three nights. Later, he said he would suffer, be killed, and be raised up on the third day. Betrayed by Judas, he was seized, placed under arrest, pushed hurriedly through several trials, all of them illegal, and declared guilty, first of blasphemy, next of treason. Finally, all of the disciples left him and fled. Alone and forsaken, he endured the torture of scourging, the humiliation of insults and mockery, and the agony of that walk to Golgotha. The horrors of crucifixion followed, leaving him suspended for 6 excruciating hours, the last 3 of which were spent in eerie darkness that fell over the whole land. By 3 o'clock that afternoon, he uttered his final words, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit, and then he died. 2 men, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, took him down from the cross, prepared the body for burial, and placed it in the garden in a tomb. Because he had predicted, after 3 days, I will rise again, the chief priests and the Pharisees had the tomb secured by a large stone, a seal set on that stone, and a body of men sent to guard the site. Guarded and sealed, the tomb was silent as he remained lifeless, untouched, and unseen until the early morning hours on the first day of the week. Before dawn, a miracle occurred. Bodily, silently, victoriously, he arose from the dead. In resurrected form, he passed through the stone, leaving the mummy-like wrappings still intact. When astonished people visited the site that morning, they found the stone rolled away and the body gone. Then they were asked by angels, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He's not here, but he has risen." Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.